Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
From Donegal Town today, we have just left the carnage of disappointment that is the spelling bee for all those poor children that didn't get through. But I keep telling them they're brilliant. But anyway, we have come outside. We're now on the diamond under glorious sunshine in Ireland. What? Under a tree, surrounded by amazing people, some boys and girls who look like they're as bold as brass, and some amazing women who look like amazing women. And we're going to talk to one of them now, and that's Deborah. Hello, hi, Deborah.
Hi, Ryan.
You're resplendent today in a particular type of jersey, it looks like. It's like a cycling jersey or a crew jersey. What is it?
It's a dragon boat jersey.
And what's the dragon boat?
We're part of the Donegal Dragons. It's the first dragon boat breast cancer survivor and supporter team in the Northwest.
So what does that mean?
We all gather from all over the county a couple of times a week down at the pier in Donegal Town. And we go out into a dragon boat that holds 22 people at the one time. And we paddle out the bay for exercise, and we have good fun.
And do you have to be a dragon to be on the boat, or?
Well,
yeah, some might say.
Definitely not.
Okay, and is it just a Donegal thing, or do you head out to all around the country?
Well, it's worldwide. They're actually celebrating 20 years this year of dragon boating for breast cancer survivors, because it helps with survivors for upper body movement and emotionally
great.
As well.
And what's your involvement in it? Why did you get involved?
Well, I heard about it. Jim McGuinness spoke about it at the Really for Life last April, about the benefits for breast cancer survivors. And he talked about the Plurible Paddlers, who a lot of people have heard before. They're based in Dublin and Ringsend.
Yeah.
So I went up to them and paddled with them for about 6 months. And now, with the help of the community and friends and the Donegal Bay Rowing Club, we've set up our own dragon boat team.
And did you have somebody in your life with cancer or something?
I'm a breast cancer survivor myself.
You are? Okay,
yes.
And how are you doing?
Flying it.
Are you?
Yeah.
Are you out there? You're out the other side?
Yeah, 5 years now.
Congratulations.
July. Yeah.
It's a hell of an experience, I suspect.
It is a hell of an experience.
And
yeah.
You need a lot of good people around you to get you through.
Oh, yeah. Great family, great friends.
Yeah. And you're putting that back into now the dragon ship.
Yeah.
The dragon ship.
No.
Sounds like something out of Harry Potter, doesn't it? I'm going to the dragon ship. And who's Kathy?
Hi, Kathy.
Why don't you talk to me? Sorry.
Hi, Ryan.
Thanks, Deborah.
I'm also one of the dragons, and I am a survivor as well.
As well?
Yes.
Congratulations to you.
Through Deborah, I got involved in this.
And tell me this, is it just an excuse to go out and natter?
No.
And natter?
No.
Your first answer was kind of.
Kind of.
And now you've decided
it's
to...
social, and the exercise is great.
Are you raising money along the way? Are you doing fundraising?
We do, yeah. We fundraise, and we had to buy our own boat and our gear and paddles.
Congratulations. I'm going to see what I can do with arranging some good weather for you for the next few
great.
Weeks. Okay, I'll do
absolutely
my best
great.
for the high seas. Niamh, what are you doing here today?
I'm Kathy's daughter.
Oh, you're Kathy's daughter. Okay. So you're here for moral support as much as anything.
Yeah.
And Eimear?
How are you?
Tell us about your involvement here today.
I'm working for Ulster Bank, and we're doing a fundraiser today in conjunction with the Donegal Dragons.
Yes.
And Ulster Bank are doing a give a day opportunity throughout all the branches in the month of June.
Give a day.
And give a day.
Meaning?
It's give a day. So what we're doing is we're doing a rowathon in conjunction with them today. So for 4 hours, we're just doing a rowathon, trying to get as far as we can, raise as much money, and we have 7 different charities. So
it's
Simon Community, Barnardo's, Hospice. It goes on.
That's
so
great. And again, you keep saying the word community, and that's what it's all about, isn't it?
Absolutely.
We've seen this on the Wild Atlantic Way the last few days, how every pocket around of towns and villages around the country, just the best of Irish,
absolutely,
isn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. And it's a great thing on a community level. We work so well together. So we'd ask anybody in Donegal if you want to do a bit of rowing, throw in a couple of euro. If you want to row yourself, Ryan, please.
I tell you,
do.
If I wasn't going back to Dublin to see if my house is still standing, I would be down there because I love rowing and I'd love to be out to be a support. But there will
thank
be another
you very
time.
Much.
Good luck,
thank
guys.
You.
Good
thank
luck. And so hi, Molly and Rihanna. How are you doing? How old are you, Molly?
7.
And where are you from?
Kinloch.
From where?
Kinloch.
And what are you doing here today? You on your holidays or? What's this?
A loom band.
A loom band? What am I, are you giving this to me or should I give it to, really? Did you make it yourselves?
Yeah.
And Rihanna, did you help?
I made it.
You made it? What are the colours? Are they significant? Or are they just the colours you picked?
Just the colours I picked.
The German colours? Why did you pick the German colours? Chris, good morning.
Chris, how are things? Yeah, we had a Spanish student or a German student over, we did so, and she made that and she wanted to give it to you today.
That
so.
Is so kind.
She
thanks.
Made her.
Do I like her shoes? They are amazing shoes. They look like loom band shoes.
Yeah.
They're like, what? How can you have loom band shoes?
She made them.
You are not a child. You're an artist. You're an artist child. So you made the Lumen. It's like, did you get a pack or something and you have to...
Did you just make them up?
That's really impressive. Thank you for the loom band. I will wear it on my wrist as we speak. Chris, what part of the country are you from?
We're from Kinloch in Leitrim.
Leitrim, and you're Donegal.
We're from Dublin, but we're living there, so.
Yeah, so you're in Donegal on your holidays?
No, we just took today off to come and meet you.
No, here, so listen. Thank you.
To see you. So
we'll do a picture and everything.
Yeah, please. Come.
Yeah, I'll just finish off and take some more music. I've got to say some of the lads here. Now, Joe, what school are you from?
Scholar Gasnilla.
Which is where? Nearby?
Just up the road there.
You guys look like you're all kind of in sixth class or something, the older class.
Yeah,
that'd be right.
Sixth.
Richard and Adam and Alicia. And your teacher is?
Miss Prendergast.
Okay, hi, Miss Prendergast.
Hi, Ryan.
Is this all your class, sixth class?
My class. We're a small bunch. There's only 18 of us, but we're a noisy bunch.
Yeah, you are. But that's good.
Yes, it's good. We have lots of fun.
How many more days have you got before you finish up for the summer?
2 weeks. We have our school tour tomorrow.
Where are you going?
We're going to Lochee Forest Park.
Oh, well, that'll be fun.
To Bodeborg, to the Crystal Maze.
To which?
Crystal Maze, Bodeborg.
Oh, God, actually, they're going to waterboard the kids.
Yeah.
So that's going to be great fun.
Oh, great fun, yeah. We've been before and they wanted to go back again.
Oh, I see.
Such good fun.
So, because the school tours used to be to something historical or something like that. But now they seem to be moving a little bit more towards the crack.
But having the crack,
Guys, would you prefer to go to see like a Cranogue or a museum or a bit of history? Or would you rather go... I don't think so. There's no surprise there. Tell me about your teacher. Is she really good?
She's really nice.
Is she fun?
She's the best teacher in the world.
Would you normally get homework today?
No, not after the test. No homework.
Oh, right. So it's all easy going from here on in.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, good luck, everybody. And thank you, Miss Prendergast. And thanks for saying hello today. Are you? Hi, girls. They're betting each other. Hiya. How's it going? Hiya. There's a lady in a car passing by there. Hiya.
Hiya.
Rosie, who are you?
Rosie.
Me. Yeah, and what brings you out here today?
Just on my way back from the doctor.
And how'd it go?
Oh, okay.
Everything in order?
Everything's in order, not too
and
bad.
And who are these kids in the back of the car?
That's my sons, Jack and Oren.
Jack and?
Oren.
And Oren. And how old are they? They look about like one and
four,
three or something.
Four and one.
Four and one. Are they good?
They're okay. They're busy.
They're okay and they're fine. So, there's the boys. Are they enjoying the summer?
They're enjoying the summer,
They've got that hot sweat head that you have in the back of the car because it takes so long to be hanging out. And where are you off to now?
Back to work.
So what do you...
I just took a half an hour off, stuck a notice on the door to go up to the doctor's.
Okay, and where's work?
Meehan's Carpet Centre in Chardis.
That's all right. What are you going to do with the kids?
And my babysitter's at home waiting on them.
Well, that's some wasting time talking
that's
to me.
Okay.
Get on.
I'm in no panic.
You've got carpets to sell. See, that's Donegal, isn't it? Sure, it's fine. I'll see you when I see you. Nice to see you. Good luck for now.
Okay, bye.
And there's the bus drivers saying hello from Bus Éireann. Good. Okay, we'll head back into the chip van and we'll see you all after this break. 11 o'clock and it is a glorious summer morning here in Donegal. We've been here with the Easton Spelling Bee, the tail end of our Wild Atlantic Way as well. Thanks to John in Milford Fishing Club yesterday. God, it was glorious, I have to say. Out on the lake in Loch Fern, casting a fly. And as I said, the trout sleep easy when they see me coming because they know they'll live to fight another day, which is always nice. Terry Burton, good morning.
Hello, how are you?
It's very nice to meet you, Terry. You're resplendent this morning yourself. You're the tattooed lady of Donegal.
One of two, yes.
Who's the other one?
Ruth Kavanagh.
And is tattooing your business?
Yes.
Which is?
It's a Zombie Dolls tattoo parlour. Everybody locally knows who we are.
I passed it by because it's Dolls with a Z.
That's right, yeah.
Okay, so is that a sort of a B-movie reference or what is Zombie Dolls?
No, it's a legal thing, actually.
It's a which?
A legal thing.
Oh, I see. Okay,
yeah,
very good.
We'll say nothing.
We'll talk about that another time.
Yes.
So you've got, you're obviously wearing a kind of, you're wearing a dress, but it's short enough sleeve, so I can see a lot peeping out.
Yeah.
How do you decide where you're going to go for your next tattoo? Because you're pretty much neck to toe.
Yeah, well, at this stage, it's just there are blank spots and they just annoy me now. So I just go, I have to put something in there.
Fill them all on.
Yeah.
Who's this girl here with the what looks like a boxing helmet on or something?
This is reference from an oil painting. I forget the name of the artist. But yeah, I've got another one by him as well. I seem to have a few ladies smoking cigarettes.
Yeah, they're kind of sultry looking girls with big lips.
I suppose it's a bit of a feminist statement, really.
As well as everything.
Yeah.
And this one on your breastplate.
Yeah, that's Medusa.
Oh, Medusa, I didn't see the snakes in the hair. Okay.
Yeah.
Very good. So a little Greek myth going on that one. And everywhere else done, I presume?
Almost.
Pretty much?
Yeah.
Okay. And business good in Donegal for tattooing?
Actually, you'd be surprised. We're flying, I have to say. We get people travelling from Belfast, Derry, loads of people from Derry, Dublin, Limerick, everywhere.
Do people come in knowing what they want, or do they come in looking for advice?
Yeah, well, both. They're doing research these days, so they look us up, they see the work that we do. Our consultations are very in-depth. We get it right first time.
And what is the most sought-after tattoo of this generation?
A couple of things that we don't actually do. We talk them out of it. It would be stars and tribal.
All that sort of stuff. Yeah,
we have a name for both those things that I can't say on air.
Tell me off air. And other things then that you would encourage?
Something that's not too literal. You know, if you want to commemorate your children being born, it doesn't have to be their name or their star sign. It can be a little bit more
imaginative.
Personal. Yeah, exactly. And why be serious all the time?
Okay,
why not have fun?
There's a bit of humour in the middle of it all. Yeah. Now, who's the gorgeous little girl there who's about to burst with excitement wearing the baseball jacket?
That's my daughter, Freya. She's screaming at somebody now.
And how old is she?
Freya is 8 at the moment. She's going to be 9 in September. And she is brilliant at reading and spelling.
Good.
Very clever girl.
She's with her whole class there. Look at this fella at the tractor. Now, that's real Irish, isn't it? Look at that.
And it's probably taking somebody to a wedding.
Yeah. And so this is the kids from another school in the class.
Yeah, they're from the Glebe National School. There's a lovely teacher there who's going to write her a really good report.
Yes, of course she is now. So there's plenty of excitement there.
Yep.
Okay, well, thanks for coming to see us. You also do photography.
I do, yeah. It's something that I'm putting a hell of a lot more effort into. It's something that I really love.
I'm delighted.
I think they might be customers of ours.
You mentioned dark photography. What does that mean?
Okay, I have a cheery disposition, but I'm very much aware of the darkness that surrounds everybody and that's in everybody. But it's beautiful. It's not morbid.
Yeah.
And it's the serious side of people, shall we say.
Okay, because if time allowed, obviously I'd come down and do a picture with you or whatever, but they're dragging me. Why did you... What can you do to darken it? Do you pick out my dark side? Is that what you do?
I would be intuitive and impulsive, and if it's in there, I'll bring it out. It's just
more
all
than
it is.
5 minutes.
No,
but,
no, it's just under the surface. I'd say.
Is it really?
I'd say so.
Let's just leave it there, shall we?
Okay.
Terry Burton, thank you. It's really nice to see you.
It was lovely.
You're a good sport.
Enjoy the caramel square from the Blueberry.
Oh, yes. You said it's the best caramel square in
London. It is, yeah. The Blueberry make them. They are second to none.
I will have it on the way home if I can.
Excellent.
Thanks, Terry.
All right.
See you later. Okay. Lovely to talk to you and to meet Freya from a distance as well. We're going to